But it's only fair to warn ye that this ship has been fitted with hull breaker technology. Naturally, such equipment has to be masked from detection. He turned to Ash. Lieutenant Ash, Ashwell, status report on the void shields. Ash's gaze was an intense mixture of aggravation and puzzlement, and for a moment Greg thought that he was going to say something to knock over this demented house of cards. Then, frowning stonily, he looked round at his monitor.
Maintaining void shield integrity within operational parameters, sir.
Greg smiled. Rimoska shifted in his seat.
But we cannot detect this weapon.
Yes, pre-signifier, precisely. Which is how it should be.
But a weapon cannot deter an enemy if it is invisible.
Greg shook his head. The hullbreaker is not meant to be a deterrent, pre-signifier. More like a weapon to be unleashed against the most vicious and unreasonable of adversaries. Now, you seem to be a reasonable person, so why don't we negotiate sensibly about this? The imbecile humanoid made no reply, just turned to look at something or someone out of shot. He gave a sharp nod, then looked back.
Very well, Captain, I have decided to extend to you dialogue courtesies. Please state your initial query.
That's kind of you, pre-signifier. Naturally, I am concerned about this interdict upon my world and why the imbecile merchants feels compelled to impose it. However, uppermost in my mind is this. How big is your fleet? And when's it due? Ash was giving him a wide-eyed, have-you-gone-totally-off-your-head look, while the imbecile officer's thin-lipped mouth dropped open for a moment.
You will reveal how you came by this information immediately.
The humanoid's voice was calm, but his facial spot clusters were pulsing with dark greens and reds. Why, from you, pre-signifier? From your actions? He glanced at Ash, who was frowning but gave a cautious nod. You see, that vessel of yours is pretty impressive, but a bit overpowered for a long-range spying mission, what with the imbecile merchants being so far away. And not only that, it seems to me that a spying mission should be stealthy and concealed, which is not really how you've been going about it. You don't look like you're about to hide or head for the next star, which makes me think that maybe you're the forward scouts for an imbecile fleet. Can I be far behind ye? A few hours, I'd say. He smiled. How am I doing?
Your conjecture lacks rigour, said pre-signifier Rimoska. Your suppositions are flawed. You are correct to say that other ships are coming, but wrong to imagine them our allies.
Contact! Said the tactical officer. Single vessel. 96,500 kilometers on the other side of the planet. Low exit velocity on a para-orbit course. They've not seen us.
It appears that you now have the opportunity to test your hullbreaker technology, Captain, Rimoska said. I think you'll find the newcomers sufficiently vicious and unreasonable.
The imbecile commander's image vanished from the viewport, while other frames showed the imbecile vessel moving off in a tight curve, its course then angling towards the far side of the forest moon Niviester.